Pat and Heels for IMR Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Percy sent us a text. Sorks, Mark, I've noticed Cuzzy Bro has gone MIA since India wiped New Zealand in the cricket. may well be an issue there as well. And Grant has said, if we can just get rid of the noise, Grant has said, I'm with Ian Chappell's famous line, if you win the toss, think about bowling while we'll still bat. We mentioned that the other day. 99 times out of 100, you bat. On the 100th time, you think about bowling, but you still bat. Still bat. Anyway, look, the Gabba on day two is sometimes in that afternoon as it hardens up and gets a lot bouncier, et cetera, might be a little bit tougher. But anyway, it's one of those ones that we'll see what happens this afternoon.
That's right.
Or this morning, I should say. 2 hours away from the toss.
Yeah, we're not far now.
The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. Chris Nelson, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Zorks.
We'll get your plethora of selections for Ipswich a little bit later, but there were some interesting trials yesterday.
Yeah, there were. As we mentioned yesterday morning, we had a good session of trials at Doomben, plus we had the Magic Millions favourite Coolan Gadda trialling at Randwick, and I can report he was very impressive. Coolan Gadda rounded them up and just raced away, and looks a worthy Magic Millions favourite. Just has that turn of foot and was able to defeat the older horses, which is always a huge advantage. So onward and upward for Coolan Gadda. I think we'll see that horse on Boxing Day in Brisbane. Shooting for Gold and Isotope both went around at Doomben. No issues at the barriers, which was great for Shooting for Gold. He began beautifully. He ran third. He wasn't put under a lot of pressure. We'll see him on Saturday in the Bribie over 1,000 metres. And Isotope, she was good too. She ran second in her heat. Of course, she missed the whole Winter Carnival with an injury. She pulled up well after the trial. She could have won it if asked to. She was given a very soft time. And I think she'll return on January the 1st. And then she'll go into a race, hopefully, on Magic Millions Day. That's the plan at this stage. So good results for all three horses through the barrier trials yesterday morning.
Chris, I just want to touch quickly back on Shooting for Gold. How can it yesterday jump out so nicely? Barrier manners fantastic. Then you get to race day and it's so stirred up that it won't go in and lashes out and Boris falls off. Like, how? I know it's probably hard for you to answer, but like, why does that happen? And why on race day all the time?
Something might have just spooked the horse. Not all the time. The horse isn't, I mean, it's not a common thing. I mean, he's usually pretty good. But, yeah, I'd say something just spooked him. He was next to Simply Fly. Simply Fly can be a bit of a nutcase. Maybe something went on there and he reacted to that.
Yep.
That horse was a late scratching as well. So, you know what it's like. You have those days. Sometimes you just don't want to do something. And maybe he got to the stage where he'd... cracked it a little bit and wasn't in the right mood. So it could be anything, but no signs of that yesterday, which was good. And I'm not sure if Boris will ride him Saturday or Bailey Notif's back riding. So I don't know if he'll ride, but he might be a bit light to ride in that. So I'm not sure.
Yep.
Racing today is at Ipswich and a little bit of rain forecast for later today. We've been talking about with the test, but a good four at the moment at Ipswich. A rail is out 6 metres for the entire circumference of the track. So let's start at, we'll go through the all nine races if we can, your top three in all nine. Chris, but what are your thoughts on Ipswich today?
If I did that, you'd have no time. I'd be going through the news.
Well,
you wouldn't want that, surely.
I guarantee you wouldn't have it. But anyway, what do you like today at Ipswich?
I certainly do, but I don't think they've all got a winning chance. But I'll give you these ones. Bit of value. Race 5, number 8, Black Monaco has had the 3 runs this time in. A winner at Toowoomba 2 back. Then went to Rocky last time out. Rose 1,200 up to 1,500, and I thought did a pretty good job there. Was beaten just under 2 lengths on that occasion by Monaco Consul. So we'll appreciate the extra ground here, another 200 metres. I don't think this is an overly strong field, and you can back her each way. So race 5, number 8, Black Monaco from Monaco Consul. So we'll go with that one. Race 5, number 8. Straight into the next race, number 6, Prinny's Success. Rob Heathcote trains, Jimmy Orman will ride. 2 runs this time in, a good second first up behind that very smart horse, Go Wanji, and that was at Doomben. Then went to Eagle Farm on the 6th of November, missed the start by 4 lengths, made very good ground to be beaten just under 2 lengths. So arguably could have won that race. Up to 1,600 metres plus here is a definite plus. 6 starts over the distance for 3 wins. So Prinny's Success looks nicely placed in race number 6. That's number 6. And we'll round it out with race 7, number 1 Smart Star Prince, Ryan Maloney and David Van Dyke. was in very good form earlier in the prep, a second and two wins, then went to Doomben last time, sat three wide. Jockey was a little bit concerned with his action and eased him down over the concluding stages. So that margin of 13 lengths was overdone. Certainly shouldn't have been beaten that far. Can bounce back here from the good gate against only average opposition. So race 7, number 1, a good bet on the card today. Smart Star Prince at Ipswich, and let's hope that rain does stay away, guys.
Race 5, number 8, race 6, number 6, and race 7, number 1. Chris Nelson's tips for today at Ipswich. Good on you, mate. Thank you for that, and I'll see you here in the studio on Friday.
I look forward to it, guys. Have a great day.
Good on you, mate. See, Chris, mate. Nelson there for the TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, which has arrived. Head to queenslandsummercarnival.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Time now for the latest news, thanks to Red Energy. Red Energy is proudly Australian. Call their Aussie team today on 131 806.